Ready or not, New Year's Day marks the beginning of another election year. My advice is to watch out for shibboleths. Great word, shibboleth. Check it out in your Funkin' Wagnalls. It means a lazily arrived at opinion, usually false, that a person hasn't bothered to examine critically or doesn't want you to. A shibboleth is to critical thinking what a bumper sticker is to English literature. Sounds great, but says less. You should look out for shibboleths in any political year, but a new year filled with love of country is a perfect time to discard one particular shibboleth that undermines American self-government. This one's been peddled for years by the political right, especially groups who stir discontent so that their fundraising letters will make their cash registers ring. In a recent book, Senator Bill Bradley described how it works. Extreme conservative groups, whose survival depends on keeping citizens perpetually irate with authority, discourage people from accepting that they might be in the minority on a particular issue, or that they might need to compromise their position with others whose interests are different. The shibboleth they're told again and again is that choices that appear to be made democratically are in fact the authoritarian will of an outside force called government. The only way to fight that oppressor, of course, is to send in your $25 check today to your favorite anti-government cause. Ironically, these tactics undermine the foundation of our form of government, which is the willingness of citizens to accept the democratic process even if they do not always win. They do this by exploiting discontent to turn citizens against the system of government the extremists say they're defending. Last year, opponents called the new Cascade Siskiyou's National Monument a government land grab. Now there's a first-class shibboleth. The government is an army of occupation. It made no difference that an elected president designated the monument after years of public input, or that the land in question was public land in the first place. In the last analysis, shibboleths are a form of George Orwell's doublespeak. You know, war is peace, love is hate. I've got an idea. Let's keep the new year from becoming 1984. I'm Les O'Coin.